Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of
this! I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Hey, that's what it is, y'all. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? already know what it is, baby. It's the Jam and Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in, baby. Next 2 hours, we going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. Kicked off the show with something new from Test, man. Tonight is the night. Hey, tonight is the night for rain in Georgia. That's what it is, man. I was thinking about building me an ark, man. It's been going down, man. I mean, like, come on. Can we get a day without rain? But, hey, I guess that's like when I was in Shy, man. I was talking about, can I get a day without snow? So I guess I'm going to play wherever it is I go. Hey, tonight on the show, man, we got some smooth sounds for you, man. Lady E's going to be on the show, man. Going to get a chance to meet her, introduce her to y'all, man. You can't help but love the music, man. I checked out the joints, man, and y'all know how I get when I'm checking out music, man. And, hey, I'm loving it. That's all I can say, man. I'm loving it, so I know y'all going to love it, man. Y'all trying to hit us up, man. Y'all know where we at, man. 646-478-5209, man. Kicking it later on tonight, man. Y'all know I'm going in. Lawless Radio after Chain. You know what I'm saying? So we going to be doing it tonight, baby. It's a Friday. But y'all do remember, next Friday, Grit Grind moves to noon. Okay? Hold on, y'all. I'm talking with her right now, y'all. I'm talking with her. We trying to work good with her schedule. Hold on. All right. I'm hollering at her, y'all, as I'm hollering with y'all, man. Want to make sure that we working good with her schedule so we can get her on, man, get y'all introduced, get everything acquainted. Y'all know how we do, greasy, and keeping it sliding. Hey, so y'all going to have our own match. You said you'll be able to hit 7:15. Cool, man. Y'all will have our own 7:15, man. Y'all hit that phone, 646-478-5209. So we're going to kick it, man, and do it, man. Let it roll, man. We done had some things to go down this week, man. Just a lot of things going on, man. But I would say probably the most important one was September the 11th, man. We've recognized, or I don't know if you want to say recognized, remembered. I really don't know what the word is to use for a situation like that. I guess we can say commemorate. We commemorated year 13 of the September 11th attacks, man. I know a lot of my people of age. I know y'all. It's not a history lesson for y'all. You know, y'all actually gather around and really in on it and can vividly remember. But for my younger guests, you know, who only get to see it in a textbook and things of that nature, you know, that was a really, 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 really scary day. It was a real scary day. I mean, we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was happening. You know, and that was the day they said America stood together. Americans stood together. I'm one that believe it shouldn't take tragedies for us to all understand how short life is. I don't believe it should take tragedies for us to understand that we are, you know, we're only here for a moment and anything can happen. But I know September 11th definitely showed us that. It showed us that. So we recognized, We recognized 13 years. Got to give a shout out to my grandbaby. Grandbaby just celebrated his second birthday. Y'all know how I love my juju. Y'all know in a minute he gonna be in the studio acting crazy and doing what it is he do while I'm on this show. So y'all sit back, man, relax, man. Let me get y'all a little music going. It's Lawless.
You know, it's sad when one believes they can only find peace in death. It's even sadder when one takes their own life to find that peace, 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 find that peace.
laid. This my confession, been battling with depression, asking God to think of lessons. I'm trying to teach you a lesson, need to pay attention when I be having very recession, cause the signs will be so obvious, better send me a blessing. Under construction, keep looking around for some answers. This life came without the instructions, which means I lack direction, and that explains my choices. No sense in trying to get through to me. I can't hear you over these voices. You ain't hearing what I be hearing. You ain't feeling what I be feeling. Now the pain inside is too much to bear. No longer fit for concealing. My soul's in need of some healing, and death is looking appealing. I lay awake at night, tossing left and right, trying to get through that ceiling. My partner gone, grandmama gone, granddaddy gone. I'm all alone. I really just wanna go home. I can't be free, mentally where I don't need to be. I can see some things that I ain't need to see. Not for you to take heed to me. I caught the gun so easily. Said a prayer and then hit me. Apologies to my good and seed. Leaving y'all with this tragedy. I take a breath and I smile inside. This cause I see peace ahead. I put the barrel inside my head. Hope and pray that y'all find me. Y'all find me. Y'all find me. Ain't no reason to lie. I'm just ready to die. Ain't no reason to lie. I'm just ready to die.
said life is the pursuance of your dreams. You know, everybody has a dream. No matter how wild, how weird, how grand it may seem, in the end it's all up to you. You gotta believe it.
If you believe, I can have anything.
I can dream.
I can climb the highest mountain. Reach for the stars in the sky. I know you'll find your way. If you just try, there's nothing you can't.
Yeah. Yo, B. Jay. Quest. Big Tidy Sounds. We about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta. Havana. Fiesta. Caliente.
Saturday, on the white beaches, a basket of mangoes and some fresh peaches. Wipe my face and sip my margarita. Turn to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The one she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty jumping from side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She got it like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. That different fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat things up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out of poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy.
Fiesta,
More ladies than I'm focusing. There were African, Asian, and Peruvian. Walked up like that older girl, crowded around me. We enjoyed your girl. She gave him lotion, they began rubbing. Surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Trying to act right, acting straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass pissed up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's best, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Fiesta, Havana. Fiesta, caliente, caliente, Havana. Fiesta, Havana. Fiesta, caliente, caliente, Havana.
It's your boy Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Hey, we got the lady herself on the line. Lady E finna kick it with us on Lawless Radio, baby. Lawless World Order. Stand up. What's going
on?
Oh, I'm good.
Killing my Friday.
Man, hey, I'm soaking wet on my Friday. For some reason, we can't get a dry day in the GA.
No, same thing out here.
Man.
It's cold.
I don't know if y'all getting the kind of rain we getting. We getting some meat in the backyard looking up at my trees thinking about making an arc rain. That's what we getting out here.
No, it's not like that. It's sprinkling.
Man,
we're getting smothered.
Y'all get smothered.
Yes, like
hey.
Some E-40. Sprinkle me.
That's what it is. Sprinkle me. Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. I wish they would just sprinkle me. For some reason, I think they think I'm dirty. They keep bathing me around here. What's going on, though?
Nothing much. Actually relaxing for once. I'm normally out hosting an event or at somebody's event, but I'm actually chilling, and that's how I got a chance to kick it with y'all today.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. First off, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very, very, very much for coming on the show.
No problem. Shout out to my manager. She's working.
Yeah. She made it happen quick, man. I put the post up there, and she was like, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When you got a manager, man, they supposed to be on it just like that, man. So shout out, man. That's what you call having your affairs in order, man. And the affairs definitely was in order. She took care of the business on that, man. But, you know, every time I get the chance, man, to put on for my city, man, and everybody know it's shot through my blood. I don't care where I go. Home is home. I'm a West Side boy. You know what I'm
right.
So I definitely took honor in doing that, getting you on. But I mean, I checked out the music, and I mean, it was a no brainer anyway. It was a no brainer. The music. I mean, I got to give it up to you. I mean, that's
thank
like,
you.
Hey, I'm listening to the one joint. I think it was Hey Love. I think it was Hey Love with the Lauren sample.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm listening, and the thing, you know, the thing that do it for me, see, as a producer, the first thing I listen for is the come off. You know, if you coming off on a track that somebody else did, you know, are you finna be you or are you finna mimic? You know, and that's the first thing.
Right.
When I heard the sample, I'm like, oh, please don't hurt my heart. I said, okay, we're going to listen to the rest of the song a bit. She went ahead and she kept it real, man. But, I mean, I dug that, man. Hey, why don't
you
go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I know I look young, but I'm actually 27. I've been doing music for 14 years now. You're actually speaking of Hey Love is about 5 or 6 years old, but it's so relevant still to me. It's like one of my favorite tracks I ever did because I'm a big fan of Lauryn Hill. So, you know, when you do somebody else's track, if you're not going to kill it or at least be on the same level, you can't touch it. So at that time, I was feeling like a new type of love, a new type of feeling. So that was just all heart there. And that's what I love to do with the music. Like, if it's not real, if it's not authentic, don't even do it.
Yeah.
And then
you
get classic records. You know, once you put your heart into it, that's what happens.
And that's it right there. You know what? And to hear a young person say that, you know, that do my heart all the good, because we don't hear so many young people thinking about making music that'll be relevant, you know, 10 and 20 years from now. You know, it's all right now. You know, I'm counting this $20 in my hand, you know, and I'm counting it real fast over and over again so it looks like more than $20. You know, you got so much of that right there going on. Nobody think about the longevity of music, you know, and when you start talking about an artist like Lauryn Hill,
mm-hmm.
you can listen to the Miseducation over and over and over and over and over, and it will never, ever, ever get stale, you know. That's
definitely
what we
not.
Shoot for as artists. Yeah, that's what we shoot for as artists, man. So when I hear a young person say that, you know, my hat off to you. I definitely commend you on that. But, I mean, when I'm going through your bio, I see a mixture that, like, did it for me, you know. Anybody that know me, they know I'm a big Selena fan. My phone, I got Selena. I don't speak a lick of Spanish. I think I know adios. Prevavor. I don't know no Spanish, okay? I got Selena's Spanish music in my phone, okay? So when I read this, said influenced by Selena. Selena is, wow, she was a great performer. I mean, vocalist. You know, she was there. But when I'm listening to your mixture of influential artists, you're a beast.
That movie got to me. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I saw the movie, and it got to me, and I started to study her. And I liked that she was very versatile, and she did so many different things, from the fashion to the first she was singing in English, then she went to the Spanish and killed that. She didn't even know how to speak Spanish at that time. So I was really intrigued by how she did so much. And if she was still alive today, she probably had perfumes like everybody else and more clothing and everything. I believe it.
No doubt. She definitely be one of, if not one of the biggest artists out there. I mean, she had that drive, she had that focus, she had that talent, you know, and that presence, you know. So that's what did it for her. Hey, we got a couple of calls. Let me take one. I got a 779-324 on the line. Who we got?
What's up? It's Dottie. How's everyone doing tonight?
What's going
that's
on?
That's my partner.
What's happening, brother?
I'm calling from the Chicagoland area. I just want to ask Lady E's opinion on where she thinks Aaliyah would be in the industry today if she were alive. Aaliyah passed away, unfortunately, I think about 13 years ago, a couple weeks ago. And just your thoughts about Aaliyah and where she would be. And I just want to ask that question and then let you know that I'm a huge fan and you're a huge worker. And yeah, you're awesome.
Ah, thanks. It's funny because this is my partner, and he texted me, and he is a big worker too. But I'm getting to the question. I think a Leo would be Rihanna status, but minus, you know, how blunt she is. But
yeah.
I could see a Leo being dynamic in the movies. I think she would have did a lot more movies. I still think she would do music. I think she would be doing a lot more movies. I think she would have turned into a fashion icon because Aaliyah was so smooth. Like, she was powerful and she was so beautiful. And the thing I loved about Aaliyah was she didn't have to show too much or do too much. She was like a skinny, beautiful woman. And like me growing up, I've always been little, so I always looked up to her because people used to make fun of me. I was like, well, Aaliyah's pretty and she's small. And she can do it, so, you know, so that's one thing I loved about her. She really did, you know, she didn't have to do much. She was just beautiful. She didn't have to show too much skin. She didn't have to get too vulgar on her tracks. I mean, Rock the Boat was what probably the most.
Yeah, that was probably
still,
it. Ooh,
yeah, but it was still, you know, smooth.
Yep.
It still didn't look that
wasn't
perverted. So
Wasn't it?
I think she would have been on Rihanna's status or bigger, honestly, because I think she would have got more endorsement deals and everything because she was still clean cut.
She was
marketable.
She was. She was something. And then there you go. You're talking about another great, you know, when you're talking about Selena, then you're talking about Aaliyah, talking about two people, you know, that were taken from us too soon for us to really, really, really realize the full potential, because I will never, ever believe that we got the opportunity to see everything that it was they could do. When you sat and you started watching a lot of the things that Aaliyah was doing, you know, especially, you know, the movies and stuff, you know, it's like, okay, you know, this girl's got a little hidden threat going on, you know, and that right there was great. That was a good question, bro. Thank you for that one. That was a real good
question.
Shout out
to, that's Dottie, and he's a radio host too. Make sure you catch him September 29th. He's a real dope, hard working. You think my manager's persistent? He really is. Shout out to him.
Hey, Dottie, man. Hey, let them know where they can check your show out at, man.
Man, you can check my show out on September 29th at 8 p.m. Rashida's going to be joining me with Eavesdropping Radio. Thank you so much for everything. Ebony is such a hard worker. She's so dedicated to the industry, and I'm so happy to be working with her. And keep doing your thing, and, let's celebrate.
Hey, there you go, man. Hey, if you're on Facebook, man, hit our page, Lawless Entertainment, man. We tagged her in. Put the information up there, man, and we'll blast it out, all right?
For sure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, no doubt, bro. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, we got another caller here, 224-723. Who we got on the line? Don't go radio down on me. Hey, don't trip. Just say that. Listen, hey, we don't trip, man. We get so many people calling in just to listen. They accidentally hit that one. They don't be wanting to talk. I still don't understand how people be shy to get on the radio. You know, like, you can get on the radio, you're saying your boogers in your nose and everything, and ain't nobody going to know.
That's the thing. You don't know who's listening.
That's right. Hey, but now as far as music, what all do you got going on right now?
Right now, I'm currently working on an album. It's called Penthouse 87. It'll be coming out in November. I'll have to go, you know, after this interview to the studio, continue working on it. But yeah, it's a dope, mellow album. It's not too rowdy. I'm not really a rowdy person. If you see me out, I'm kind of chill. And that's definitely what the album is really for the fall.
Okay. Give them some layback. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and give them this Hey Love, and then we're going to come back and talk to you, okay?
All right.
Hey, y'all kicking it with Lady E on Lawless Radio. Great grind with the chairman.
and my words have meaning. Ooh. Hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, what's up? Hey love, hey love. Open them up, you get every part of me. Combine two bodies, one flesh. Makes the wonderful memories we both won't forget. With no worries, no regrets. Obviously we've been blessed. In every class, passing every test. He reminds me of Chico sticks and jug juices. In the summertime, bees and braids playing spades. A hip hopper, soon to be major. A role model, which I praise kinda like a savior. He told me I had favor, go and get your paper. And if you want to make it, girl, you gotta be. My feelings show, informing he's that shit. So confident, not like these other brothers I've been with. My brother's moving every angle. Everything he busts, I'm that journal thick me. Moreno, his eyes sparkle in the dark. And when he balled in my arms, yo, he had my heart. He had my heart. Love making all through the night. Cold wind tonight, but I'm feeling just fly. This the best that I had in my life. And I ain't got a front, yo, I ain't got a lie.
doubt you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first. Depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never.
You're all I need to get high, high.
I get high, high off you and high off. I get high, high off you and high off. I get high, high off you and high off life. High off this money, it's back up nice. Trust me, daddy, I'ma be off, right? I get high, high off you and high off. I get high. Shorty go hard in the paint, and he don't give a fuck what you think. Always on one, two, never made a bad move. Baby, got me so bad, so wanting you. You always been my addiction. You so sexy, did I feel the mention? All I could think about was the kissing. You on top of me, it be serious. But back to this money, I stack the change. I love my life, can't even complain. I've been blessed to understand the game. Can't play a pimp, can't shame my name. I'm so high, don't even smoke. Church on the move, got the Holy Ghost. We getting this money, let's raise a toast. And I'm alone as chicken, I'm fucking hoe. Your name is Reggie, is you really loud? I hear you making noise, shaking up the town. But come get high with me, hit Lakeshore Drive. I need company, sip on the juice, come vibe with me. We can lose ourselves in a fantasy. How does it feel when I got your back? Where your ride or die at? From side to side, from front to back. I got you no matter where you at. How does it feel when I got your back? Where your ride or die at? From side to side, from front to back. I got you no matter where you at. And that's real. I get high, high off you and high off. I get high, high off you and high off. I get high, high off you and high off life. High off this money, it's back up nice. Trust me, daddy, I'ma be off, right?
Get high, I'm high off life, high off you in the middle of the night. Yeah, it feels so good and that thing so tight. And it gets so wet and it tastes just right. You my motherfucker drug, put you in a pipe. Put you in a condo, hit you with the pipe. On a roll, FaceTime, I'll hit you on the Skype. But would you ride if I'm facing 25 to life? Would you be my wife if I wasn't dope on a mic? Would you still choke on a mic if I ain't have a line on the white? Would you hear my iPhone crying all times of the night? And if the fame wasn't there, would you still care? I'll pull a David Blaine in the air, disappear. I need counseling. I gotta hang over your love. Love is a drug, babe, I think I need therapy. I'm itching and scratching when you come around me. I swear I be hearing things. I get paranoid when you touch me. Your touch is a rush full of morphine. Yeah, my eyes are bloodshot like I just hit my head in a pool full of chlorine. Damn.
Let's do this, baby. I get high, high off you and high off. I get high, high off you and high off. I get high, high off you and high off life. Money is back up nice. Trust me, daddy, I'ma be all fresh.
Highlight from tonight's guest, Lady E. Hey man, I cannot. Hey, I'm telling you, man, that Hey Love. I can't lie to you. I'll finish hit play on it one more time.
Oh God,
that is a nice. That is a real nice, smooth joint. Hey, we got a caller. We got a 224-723. Who we got on the line?
Hey, it's your girl AC Style. What up, Lady E?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hi, sister.
Hi.
I was just checking in with you guys. I like what you guys are talking about today. It's a nice topic. I just wanted to call and say hi to my sister.
Hey,
that's it
right there. Thank you. Hey, don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Stay right there because she still got some good stuff coming up. All right?
Okay, for sure.
That's it right there. Hey, no doubt. Hey, but going through, you know, when you're talking about, you know, like Aaliyah and Selena, you know, and the multi-talents and all of that, you know, mm-hmm. You're getting a little humble here. You've been a little humble and holding back and stuff. You yourself, you know, a little multi-talented around here. Radio show hosts and stuff, you doing your own show and all of that. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
on the beans, baby. Don't come on here getting humble. Put it out. Let me know what's going on.
In real life, I'm not cocky. Eavesdropping Radio is a radio show. I've been doing that since 2008. And this year, I actually expanded by getting other hosts to host up under me, such as yourself, you know, just to get more variety of music. Dottie that called in, he does Dishing It with Dottie, which does the, you know, the pop music. I have another show called The Come Up with Host Pebbles. She does underground music such as myself, but more trap music. We have another host that's going to talk about, you know, give us some motivational speaking, just like a lot of different stuff to the network. So, yeah, I'm really tied up, and I still have a day job. I'm still a normal person. So I'm always busy.
I like how you say that. She said, I'm a normal person.
I really am. Like, I have to put that out there because people think, like, I'm so stuck up, I'm so bougie that I won't speak if if I see you. It's like, nah, I go to work. You know, I got to pay bills. I have to do, like, normal people stuff. I want to be more, but, you know, you still got to be on you know what until you make it.
Right. Hey, that is it right there. I mean, it's all about timing, but at the same time, you know, you got to be rooted in reality. You know, like you said, these bills got to be paid. These bills got to be paid, you know, and you're financing your own dream, you know, and it's nothing like that, you know.
Especially your podcast bill. That's another one. you gotta add that to it. I know that fee. So, it's a lot to it, but you still got to stay moving all the time.
Hey, that's it right there, man. I kid you not. You definitely got to do it. I mean, you know, when you putting that work in behind yourself, it comes out in the work, you know, and it actually shows, you know, when you go through and you see. Because, I mean, I've been checking you out on Facebook for a minute, you know, just really going through the conversations and stuff, you know. And, I mean, you know, I ain't going to put your business out there, but, I mean, anybody that's been privy to her conversations and stuff, you know, you talk like, you know, you are there. You know, and that right there is like the number one part. You know, you see it and you be it. You know, and just your conversations and everything, you know, are so pointy. You know, while other people are posting, you know, pictures of their dollars and stupid stuff, you know, you really keeping it, you know, you really keeping, you know, that level. You know, you maintaining. I mean, and it's nothing but utmost respect for you. You know, when a person go to your page, you know, it's checking out. Oh, man, first things first, you know, you see that this is somebody. You know, regular person side and all of that stuff, you see that this is somebody. You know, when you go to your page, you know, and you're checking out your posts and different things like that, you know, when they pop up on my feed, if some people whose stuff pop up on my feed, not, I want to cut off my phone, you know. And then you have some people like yourself, you know, the stuff pop up, you know, like, oh, man, let me check this out, you know, and you're going ahead and you're checking through. So, I mean, I think you have the first part down, you know. It's the attitude, the, you know, the humility, you know, and the self-respect. It, you know, that is that first part that takes us through a whole lot of doors, you know. So you're already on top of that one in my
opinion. I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
And
no
I agree
doubt.
With you, too. I can't post all that stuff, all that garbage, all that stunting and all that. It's just like, if you got it, people going to know. If you're doing it, people going to see without you saying all that.
Okay. Just say it one more time. Say it for the people in the back of the class, because they probably ain't listening. Say it one more again.
If you got it, you don't have to tell it. People can see for yourself. A person told me your energy can show it. People can just feel you when you walk in the room.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I love that right there. I love that. But you know what I love most? I love most when we have young people on that drop those kind of jewels. You know, it does my heart good because, you know, I see so many young people and I just want to walk around with my belt and I just want to jam up every day. You know, it's like, why are you so dumb? Why are you so dumb? You know, I just want to give it to them. You know? So when you run into young people, they got their head on their shoulders, man. You're like, oh, man, thank you. Oh, God, there's hope for us. There's hope for us. I'm not going to be back in the cotton field. Thank you, Jesus.
That's so funny.
But no. Hey, show-wise, what you got going on as far as shows, man? Where they going to see you performing this stuff at?
You know what? When you see me perform, I'm pretty much hosting, too. The promoter has actually been calling while we've been on the interview, so I have to get back with you guys. Okay. On the shows because I haven't been doing many just so I could focus on my album and get it done. But October and November will be big promo months where you'll see me a little bit everywhere. I am going to do an album release, and if we could talk, maybe we could set something up in Atlanta, you know? I can come
you ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing. Make it pop. Let's do this.
Yes. Definitely.
Hey, album wise, are you doing all your writing?
Yes, I do all my writing.
That's what I'm
I do all my
about.
Writing, and then the production. I am not Missy, but respect to her. But my younger brother does all my production. His name is Scotty. A lot of people know him as B. Scott. He's done songs for Selena Johnson, Twista, a lot of different people. And he's, like, been the main producer on this album.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? That's real good right there. That's family. Somebody you know ain't going to mess you over. So, man, shout out to you, bro, man. Hold down your little sister, man. I don't care if
he's
younger
he's
or not.
He's the one singing on High Life. That nice voice, that's my brother.
Yeah.
And he produced that track, too.
Okay. Hey, we're going to holler at little brother because I'm digging on that track, man. Hey, that's what I'm talking about right about there. You say you're working on the album now and you're going to hurry up and get out there. You know we got to be first in line. I need leaks.
Definitely. You'll have it before it comes out. I am doing a special email for the people that follow me and support me to make sure they get it first, because I really want to hear from people that's going to be real, that have an ear for music, to tell me first in case I have to change anything before I drop out.
And you know what? That is real right there. I'm really digging that. That right there is real. That right there is real, man. That's that stuff you don't get a chance to hear anymore. You remember back in the days when you were this is before your time, but back in the days they used to have fan clubs and used to write to the artists and stuff stuff, and they would send you the little 45 record, you know what I'm saying, and you'd be one of the first people to get it and stuff, man. Yeah, that is real, man. That's the stuff that fans really appreciate, man. I mean, especially since you got their ear with Twitter and stuff, man. So, yes.
Yeah, and before we get off that, if they follow my fan page, which is Ebony Camille, they can win special prizes from me every month. I actually do take care of my fans. All they have to do is drop their email address in my inbox when I'm having the contest. I actually ship out gifts to my fans. So make sure everybody go follow Ebony Camille fan page on Facebook and Ebony Camille on Twitter to see if you can win. I got some good stuff I give away.
Whoa. Hold on. Let me rewind. Hold on. Didn't you just say you was a regular person? Ain't nobody out there giving back to the fans. That's not regular. You're supposed to keep it real. It's squeeze for every dime. You are not regular.
No, but I do think it's important that people, because without fans, you're nothing. Let's be honest. Like, you can make a million hot songs, but if people don't like it and don't follow it, what's the point? And like I told you before, I've been doing this 14 years, and I have people that actually been following me that long that have been supportive. So I like to give back with what I can, do as many charity events as I can, come and speak to the kids. I've been coming out doing stuff like that lately, bringing gifts. I just did like a little wrestling event in Markham last weekend. It was like kids had never seen a live wrestling match. I came out, gave out treats, showed my face. Little stuff like that, it really does matter. Because if you're going to have a platform for people to follow you and to be popular, say something while you got the attention. God only gives it to a few people, and a lot of people don't take it for granted. So if I have that chance, I'm going to speak.
Man. Now, that's a sound bite right
there.
That is a sound bite right there. I kid you not. That is a sound bite. Man, that is a sound bite right there. I love it. You got their attention. Say something. Wow, that is, man. I got to do it. I got to clap to that. That is real. That is really, really real, man. No doubt, man. No doubt, man. Now, you know, anytime you get involved in any of those events, anything you got coming up, man, definitely reach out to me, man. Lawless, do anything to help the kids. We don't care what it is, man. I'm still doing my stuff back home in Chicago. You know, hey, that's home. You know, so any assistance you need on things back there, man, shoot me, let me know. I'm definitely down. Wow.
Definitely.
Bro,
it's an event next week. Next week for kids, school supplies, they're giving out book bags, clothes. The girl that called in, AC Style, she put that together. If you look on my page, you'll find the flyer for that. Just for anybody that want to help these kids. Instead of shooting these kids, raping these kids, fighting these kids, bullying these kids, come out to these events.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That is one of the things that like bothers me the most, you know, and what keeps me involved in a lot of different things going on in Chicago, man. Just the rate that we're losing our kids in Chicago, but the crazy thing is we're losing kids in schools at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Kids in schools are becoming, you know, almost non-existent in Chicago. And it is crazy because it's as if they saying they know we're not going to have no kids, so ain't no need to educate them. You know, that right there is crazy. It is real crazy. I was actually just chopping it up with B-Lo. He got some different things that he's trying to do back that way. And, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we can both agree on that I don't know if anybody else is noticing, but like you just said, you have these kids' attention, and it's very important what it is you say. I was reading a status from Shorty Capone earlier on Facebook, you know, and he said, you know, hey, I ain't promoting any more music, you know, that's just, you know, basically telling our kids to go out there, kill yourselves, kill each other, and life is about money until you die young. You know, basically that's what it's what his status said. And I can't do nothing but shout out to my man and everybody else
that's
taking that stance, because, you know, artists, you know, as much as you like to think that, you know, you are a regular person, to some kid who's in need of a hero, you can become that hero, you know, either a negative hero or a positive hero. You know, and a lot of artists don't understand, you know, because they get the opportunity to be in that limelight, there's some kid that would love to be exactly where they are, and they revere them, they idolize them, you know. So now you say that you're a super killer. Now that kid, they're a super killer because everything you say is real. I think Eminem's song Stan says it best. My man said everything you say is real, and it's real because you tell it. You know, if anybody else said, I wouldn't believe it. But because you said it, it's real. So if you said that, it's, you know, and F the world, that's the way I feel, you know. And they're out there, and they are taking each other out left and right, left and right, left and right. And it's like a plague where there's no cure, you know. And when you have artists like yourself talking the way you're talking, you know, B-Lo, doing the things that he's doing, Shorty Capone taking the stance that he's taking, you know, Chicago's got a chance, you know. I mean, it's just, you know what, I don't want to get on no somber mood. Just whenever I talk about that, you know,
no,
being
it's
at home.
Not. But it needs to be said.
Yes, it does, you know. And, I mean, I want to see a lot more artists doing that. We have few things that we're doing, and I'm definitely going to reach out to you. We have a few film projects as well as a couple of albums and stuff that we're doing to just raise funds, you know, to bring different things like what we had in Chicago, just different programs, you know. You're taking all these programs out of school, music, you know. We've had an off-the-street club where you went and learned, you know, you perfected your music. Everybody who did music back in the 80s and 90s, trust me, they went through the off-the-street club because everybody was in that beatbox and everybody used the same old broken turntables. You know, the swear to God, they was the next hot DJ, you know, but you don't have that now, you know, and it's things like that that are needed. You know, I truly believe that an idle hand is the devil's workshop, you know, so if kids don't have anything to do, they gonna find something to do, you know, and I don't see too many things, you know, positive out there that a kid can do, especially, you know, when you give them social media. Hey, what can we do? Hey, I got a phone and a camera. Hey, let's go play One Hit a Quitter and hit and beat people up and post it on WorldStar. You know, you got that garbage. You know, you don't have too many things out there teaching kids to build. You know, so definitely, like I said, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. This is your night. This is about you. This is about you. So I definitely want to hear, man. What else? Hey, wait. What else out there you want the world to know about you?
I'll keep it on the same subject. One thing I do stand for, especially when it comes to younger women, is more self-love and the fight against domestic violence and just being a lady. So I have a team, and they're called the Ladylike Team, which is, we have a motto called "You Can't Sit With Us," and if you're with fighting or exposing yourself, you can't sit with us. Now, people might say, you know, that's a little snooty or whatnot, but how I was raised, I could barely wear spaghetti strap shirts, let alone, you know, post certain pictures for likes. Now, the hard part is posting things and still getting the attention without doing the obvious. And if you look on my page or the people that I hang with pages, you will not see nothing but just the beauty in them and their spirit that shows through their pages and the stuff they post. And I believe it's really important that you watch what you post and you watch what you say, because you never know who is watching, who's listening. Like, I never knew you even saw my post. So that just shows me that much.
Yeah.
I mean, people pay attention to you and you don't know it. So while you do have that time and you do have that spotlight, make sure you're posting the right thing. So me and a group of ladies do a ladies' weekend every 2 months. We get together, we talk about things like this. We talk about how we can help change things. I mean, people say can't change the world, but I believe that's untrue. I mean, if you do nothing, nothing will happen. So we get together, we talk about stuff like that, and we just start with ourselves by showing people how we are. And then if people gravitate, we bring them in. And look out for the ladylike movement. It's just bringing the lady back, like Queen Latifah, yeah. Ladies first.
Ladies first. That's what I'm talking about. I'm digging that, man, and that is so real. That is so real. And that is the scariest fact of today. Things that were taboo yesterday are like the cool things today, you know, and it's real killer when you sit back and you watch it. You know, we've created so many great areas. There's so many great areas to nobody know what's good and what's bad no more. And that is the craziest part about it. You know, when you're talking about, you know, the young ladies and posting for the likes, you know, okay, you done put this mess up there for somebody to like, but now when they see you, they're supposed to look at you a different way. Oh, I'm not the person I am on the internet. Stop that. That's not the real me. The real me wants you to respect me. Never mind all of those pictures that I put up there and all of that stuff I was doing. Like, come on, are you serious? Are you serious? But that's our generation for the day. You know, and like you said, things can change if people, you know, attempt to change them. So, yeah, shout out to the ladies. We put it out there. Put it out there, man. Go to that page. Go to the fan page, man. Put it out there, and I'm going to blast it with you. Because I definitely want to see some good things going on in Shy, man. I definitely want to see some things going on with you. I mean, I'm sitting here, and I'm reading, and I'm like, okay, now, y'all, I got a mini chairman around here. I thought I was busy. But when you start going through her stuff here, y'all, like, okay, I'm going to stop that 2.5-3 hours of sleep I'm getting because I got to get in a little bit more work so I can keep up with you now.
No. I don't think I do enough.
Yeah. Hey, but all kidding aside, though, man, it is a good thing. So I definitely commend you for it. You know, when you work as hard as you're working, success is inevitable. And a lot of people don't really realize that there is a lot of work involved in achieving success. It is not as easy as, you know, constantly hitting people page, talking about like my song, you know, check out my SoundCloud. There's a whole lot more to it. You know, the spotlight is on you, and what are you giving people to look at, you know? So that is big. That is definitely big. Hey, it's all about you. I know you say you got some promoters hitting you up. I don't want to tie up your night. If you can hang out, you're free to hang out. If you can hang out, you're free to hang out. You know, hey, we don't do nothing but kick it around here.
You can hang out if you want to hang out.
Hey, that's how we do. We kick it. You know, I got some people right now, and I don't like it when they do the radio shot. So in a minute, you're going to see me pick on people because I'm going to start bringing people in. You know, you got like about 30 lines lit up with people on it, but nobody want to talk. They just want to listen. I don't even think my voice is that sexy. I don't even think my voice is that sexy. I don't want to listen to my voice. I'm not getting it.
I don't want to feel it. It's just like, oh, don't nobody want to say nothing.
How you going to be shy on the radio? Don't be shy. Hey, man, we're going to get y'all this Oh Hell Yes, This Is Lady E, man. We're going to come back, y'all. It's Lawless.
Cause my face like Oh Hell Yes, money like Oh Hell Yes, booty poking out of bed, dress like Oh Hell Yes. Don't you know that I'm the baddest in the land? If I'm in the building, better hide your man. Cause my face like Oh Hell Yes, money like Oh Hell Yes, booty poking out of bed, dress like Oh Hell Yes. Don't you know that I'm the baddest in the land? If I'm in the building, better
just the way I hold my Louis. Hair done, stay fresh. These shoes I wear, you can never pay less for. Rain like cameras everywhere, don't mean to walk around with my nose in the air. Some people like talk, some people like stare. I don't give a shit, cause I don't even care. Yeah, I'm still doing me, I'm still getting my paper right. But once I sign these business deals, these motherfuckers gon' hate me for life. They say I'm high maintenance, cause I have so much confidence. Don't pull it out, you don't plan to bang. Stop hating on how hard I can. Cause I showed up and I showed out. Show these niggas who I'm working with. Hammer time to legit quit. Cause he made it rain and I ain't got strip. Cause I showed up and I showed out. Showing these niggas who I'm working with. Hammer time to legit quit. Cause he made it rain and I ain't got strip.
Yeah.
These chicks too young, I'm too fucking grown. Couldn't fuck with me with a condom on. Don't say what's up to me, you better watch your tone. I'm the queen, so you better watch your throne. Cause my face like, oh hell yeah, money like, oh hell yeah. Booty poking out a bad dress like, oh hell yeah. Don't you know that I'm the baddest in the land?
Cool as ever, yep. Hit me up when you free, we could do whatever. Take a trip where you want, you can choose the weather. I'm the same little nigga in the Gucci sweater. Mr. Blow a band, but I get it back quick.
Real quick.
In the trap, make the work, do a backflip.
Yep.
No flex, man, you gotta be a bad bitch. Get into the crib, she'll scream like an ad-lib. Red bone, body looking so right.
Yep.
Ass poking out of pants cause they so tight. Tree and cuts on the ring with the gold ice. Then put her in the dress, Snow White, C4. I'm different from them other dudes.
Yep.
And I gotta be the one, not the number two.
Nope.
Old cocky little nigga, but I'm humble too. Get into this bread, all this money, I'll be thumbing through.
I'm flexing,
my swag legit. My shirt designer, I'm flexing hard.
I'm flexing hard.
We getting money by any means. We cracking cars.
We cracking cars.
My new chick is some foreign. She spending checks.
Yep.
We hit the club.
Yep.
We shut it down. Yep. And then we leave. Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. These chicks too young. I'm too fucking grown. Couldn't fuck with me with a condom on. Don't say what's up to me. You better watch your tone. I'm the queen, so you better watch your throne. Cause my face like, poking out a bad dress fight.
Oh, oh hell yeah.
Don't you know that I'm the baddest in the land?
In the land.
If I'm in the building, better hide your man.
Yeah.
Cause my face like, oh, oh hell yeah. Money like, oh hell yeah. Booty poking out a bad dress fight.
Oh hell yeah.
Don't you know that I'm the baddest in the land?
In the land.
If I'm in the building, better hide your man.
Looking at your body in this moment, hoping that it never ends.
Never end.
dropping it, shaking, popping it, and I'm liking it.
Put a drink in my cup, dark liquor preferably, cause it always pop off when I'm on that Hennessy.
Hennessy, 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 Hennessy.
Now I got my cup, I need you to dance with me. Bend that ass over and make it work. I'ma need to go to church, got me going crazy, cause she got on no drawers and a mini skirt. Gotta rise out of my friends, so I'm tipping 10. Just show that she can come back and do it all again.
I'm in the club, tipping, tipping. Now she playing with my friends, playing with my friends. Sipping here, sipping here, drunk as hell, tipping. Now she playing with my friends, now she playing. I'm in the club, I'm in the club, tipping, tipping. Now she playing with my friends, now she playing. Something
from me to
you. Appreciate what you do, how you do the things you do.
Mike V. One time.
Somebody who knows our Jesus. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Don't
be tough, but if you push too hard, it's gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go. Let it flow, baby, just let it flow. In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too hard, it's gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go.
Waking and telling me that she is leaving, cause money is something that she's never seen. I swear that I love her, but she's so conceited. She never trusts me, man, she thinks that I'm cheating. She never believe him, but soon she will see. Income is coming and rich would I be. Shaded right under a big money tree while she watching me crying right through the TV. Told her right over and over again, I promised and showed her I follow my plan. Stick to your dreams, never your friends, cause friends are your enemies hiding within. Pause for a moment, think, just for a moment, think. Making you do it like opening drinks, provoking, I'm hoping you notice a wink. I love you, but music is way more important. Give me a year and our distance will shorten. Converting my dreams to success and my flesh is the best. Why you think I'm recording? Boy, you hated me then, huh? But now you my friend, huh? Now I'm a 10, huh? But what about then, huh?
And what I do, found the problem, broke it down like geometry. Went from wannabe to everybody wanting me. Found the problem, broke it down like geometry. Went from wannabe to everybody wanting me.
In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too high, it's gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go. Let it flow, baby, just let it flow. Let it go, baby.
You hate me cause it's business, nothing less. I won't even touch you, I'll just touch you with success. I fight off the wind while I fight off my back. Gaining you back using music and rap. This shit was meant even back in the ovary. Kicking that itch and the speaking so openly. Putting my heart to be recognized globally. Hopefully someone will take me away. Up in the space, making a name, do whatever it takes. Just a taste that I wanted and a taste that I got. So I'm living for the moment, never looking at the clock. Never borrowed, it was bought, talking everything I got. Middle finger high till I hit it, suck my cock. Had to work for my shit, had to grind for my life. Had to drive through the state just to get my money right. This me complain, I'm just saying I will fight. No matter the weather, I'm turning rain into ice. Rain into ice, rain in my life. Pain with the fight, gain fame for a price. Strange, but I might drop sports for a mic. Change my life for a dream, dang right. Praying for a break, praying for a break. Middle finger to a fate. I'm just trying to get this cake and I.
In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too high, gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go. Let it flow, baby, just let it flow.
Keep the stop. Some hopped on the boat when the Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute,
Deanna, man.
What do you do?
We better hurt him with this one.
Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up,
it's the lawless world.
Double L salute,
what do you do?
We throw it up,
throw it up.
He ain't crazy. Marked
what
up.
Do you do?
Trying to do what I do, cause it's the niggas that need the I star, star, light, the next step, especially back in the fan. Is never to listen to law. Any day, I'll take on whoever I test it the best and digest them all. I'm changing the game. I'm all of the same. Remember my name. Yellow the man. I'm flipping and twisting my style and my vision. Precision. I'm pressing your rocks as I can. Whatever it takes, I'm not giving a damn. Throw it up. Two buzz in the sky. If you feel what I'm saying, then whip them up high.
Slow it up.
No leaning and rocking the depths. No super, no soda on side. No gimmicks, no mimics, no fans. No reason to think that we're changing the system. So please. You're something bigger than what has become of the game. So put the two fingers to brain.
Crucial Conflict Church.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. Really, really enjoyed that. Lady E, Tiffany Camille, joined us tonight, man. If y'all missed that, man, y'all make sure y'all check out the replay. Hey, for those of you who didn't believe it, I told y'all, change was coming. Y'all saw the first change when I moved from Wednesday to Friday. Now y'all seeing the next change next week when I move to noon. Great Grind will be going to Friday's noon, man. So y'all make sure y'all kick it with me, man. I don't know what we're going to do, man. How we gonna celebrate next week? I don't know, but we'll figure that out, man. Hey, want to thank Lady E for coming on the show, man, for my people. My people that keep listening on these phone lines and not talking, man. I'm going to stop back to bringing y'all in, man, but I definitely appreciate y'all for the support, man. Thank y'all. Artists out there trying to get your music played, man, go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. Hey, you trying to get us promos and press kits and everything for Lawless Entertainment Magazine? Go to LLEMAG.com, you know, and follow through that. If y'all haven't checked out this month's issue, what are y'all waiting for? Y'all go there and check it out, man. It's all about supporting your local come up, man. This is what we do, man. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night you got Mel Lawless, Lawless Radio After Dark, man. But for that fact, don't miss me tonight, 11 p.m., Lawless Radio After Dark, the Chairman Unchained. Hey, we got some switch-ups going, some changes, some more moves coming. Man, y'all know you got Buck on Tuesdays. You got Queen on Wednesdays, followed by BMO on Lawless Radio After Dark. Well, now Thursday, the doctor is moving from p.m. to noon as well. So Thursday, Friday, noon, you got Lawless Radio now, followed by Vic XL, Riding Dirty Radio. That is Lawless Radio After Dark on Thursday, man. Again, my artists out there trying to get that music played, man, y'all know where we at. Y'all ain't following us, y'all better come on. Get your music in rotation. You can follow the Chairman. That is at The Chairman TL on Instagram. I am The Chairman TL. On Facebook, I am The Chairman TL. Y'all follow Lawless ENT, man. On Facebook, it is Lawless ENT. On Twitter, we are Lawless ENT. On Instagram, we are Lawless ENT. Y'all can link up with me on LinkedIn, man, for my people out, my young professionals out there trying to stay and connect, man. Again, the Chairman TL, man. Hey, but definitely appreciate y'all for tuning in tonight, man, checking out the show, man. I'm going to catch y'all a little bit later. Want to send a shout-out to my family, Toll Freeze and Lewis's Stand Up. Send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people keeping them planes in the sky safely, rain, sleet, or snow. Y'all making sure the planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the Chairman does. Want to remind you that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole product of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting rights. Make sure y'all get your music in rotation on the hottest station on the internet, baby. It is that simple, man. It's Lawless.
Yeah. the mechanics.
I'm coming over, baby, put it on. You say you be lonely and you hot and home. I'm getting tired of texting, I'ma slide through. I bring the you provide you. You say you ain't done it in a little while. That's what they all say, that's just a little lie. I don't mind, no, your ass is fine. I pop a couple mops and that ass is mine. She don't run when I'm in it and I like that. I get it from the front, then she throw that thing right back. Remind me of Super, she do it just like that. On the real though, a square Gwen might wipe that. I make her call me Thuggy when I fix her though. Yeah, I like her a lot, I don't love her though. When I need a bitch to creep off with, she one text away, I know who to hit. Let's get. When she wanna get wetter, she hits Thuggy up and I tell her.
Baby, put that finger on me.
When that thing get hot, she come through, I tell her all the
time. Shout it, put that finger on me.
When she wanna have fun, she throw it back, girl, don't
baby,
run.
Put that finger on me.
When she falls through the spot, right after she give me that.
Shout it, put that finger on me.
It's getting late, I need a pretty face. A good girl that's freaky, just a little taste. Text little mama, ask her, could she get away? She said her man got a car, but she'd get away. I told her, meet me at the Marriott, float 8, room 800. Text me when you come. She text back, let's stand in the number 3. She say she heard I got it good, she won't come see. When she get to the room, I take her to the moon. I pick so I won't be coming no time soon. Throw on some slow tunes, get up in her room. Give it to her way better than her new dude. And she love that. She hate my attitude, but she love it. She love it. Every other sentence that you make me sick. But when she wanna get it, I'm the one she pick. Believe that. When she wanna get wetter, she hits Thuggy up and I
baby,
tell
her. Baby, put that finger on me.
When that thing get hot, she come through, I tell her all
shout
time.
Shout it, put that finger on me.
When she wanna have fun, she throw it back, girl, don't
baby,
run.
Put that finger on me.
When she fall through the spot, right after she
give me that. Ready or not, she ready and hot. Love the food, cause I know her spot. Text me, she on repeat. Water bed soaking, the way I make a little cooped in the ashtray. Pat Ryan by the shots, now let's play. I got a long slide, she love that. Put her on my swing and push her from the back. Like a little kid greedy in the candy store, I give her it all. Still she wants more. Hard body contact, heavy deep breathing. A Friday night can turn a long weekend. Headboard screaming, lumberjack with the axe. I took a loose track trying to counterclock. Working up an appetite, but I ain't trying to eat. Let your man have that drum machine, I'm the beat.
When she wanna get wetter, she hits Thuggy up and I
baby,
tell
put that finger on me.
When that thing get hot, she come through, I tell her all
shout
time.
Shout it, put that finger on me.
When she wanna have fun, she throw it back, girl, don't
baby,
run.
Baby, put that finger on me.
When she fall through the spot, right after she give me that
shout it, put that finger on me.
This one, they still clean one coming. This one, they still clean one coming. Hey.
that one. Mexican black one, skinny one, fat one. I ain't even mad at him. Hit the strip club and I might throw some cash at him. Asian girls, we call them fried rice. White girls, vitamin D, it's on sight. I'm in the air like a Bluetooth. Made a video, put it on YouTube. I'm on that DU, freaks of the industry. Me, you, your friend Nicki Minaj 3. Back to the mini, she was in a mini. I'm on Lines OG in a Pepe Henny. I'ma play with that bazooka and suck them cheetahs. Check dome and drop you all back in the city. I got girls on deck, so quit trying to put hickeys on my neck.
Most fish in the sea, girls are like buses. This one, they still clean, one coming.